So can you take us back to that first quarter of the game here in Denver, I guess in late October, and kind of what that game did for you guys, what maybe that first quarter did to the Broncos, and kind of your memories of what that game was like?
Well, just a huge momentum swing. I mean, two teams getting ready to battle in the division. You know, you got to go turnover, turnover, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Doesn't happen in this league. So, you know, things just bounced our way.
Where did you guys go from there? What did that game do for your guys this season? I know you guys were able to go and win another game after that in the back-to-back games. What was that, a momentum swing at all in your season, not just in that game?
You know, it was just a big win in our season. I don't know that it was anything more than that. You know, it was a divisional win, which did make it important, but really nothing more than that.
How different are the Broncos now, what you see, than they were that team from a month or 6 weeks ago?
How different are they? You know, there's some similarities in obviously personnel and all that. There's some guys playing a lot better football going into this one than we thought going into the first one. So, you know, they're a team that is, you know, like a lot of teams in this league, trying to find themselves, but they certainly are very talented.
The Broncos are going through something right now that they haven't really gone through, which is a 3-10 season, one of the worst they've had in years and years. Unfortunately, Oakland's had a few seasons like that. How difficult a period is it when you're, you know, season is going like that, and kind of staying motivated and performing and being professional, and have any advice there?
Well, I don't know about advice. I just know that, you know, everyone's character will be reflected through this, whether it's players, coaches, whoever. And so that's really what this will come down to, is whether or not you can stay together and all that. And I think that's one of the things we've been able to accomplish here, is staying together, sticking together, and you know, we find ourselves hopefully with some sort of opportunity here in the next 3 weeks.
You've been in that interim head coach role. What's that like? What are some of the challenges that come with kind of becoming the head guy in the middle of a season?
Well, you can't get it all done, you know, the first week you take over. That's not possible. And you know, you just have to, you kind of handle the emotions of the entire group. You got to understand that not only the players, you know, battling the fact that their head coach is gone, but so are the assistant coaches and the people in the organization. So, you know, there's a lot more to it than I think what people think.
Tom, what do you think teams have been doing the last couple of weeks to stymie this prolific passing attack that Kyle Orton had going for the first part of the season?
Well, I still look at it. It's very dangerous, you know. Anytime that you got the group of receivers they've got, and those two tight ends, I mean, I think those guys, you know, they've proven time and time again they're playmakers. You know, I think the offensive line kind of staying together for the most part this year obviously has helped them. So I don't really have an answer for you there. I just know that we know them to be a very explosive passing football team.
Tom, you guys have been one of the tougher teams to pick each week. You can beat anybody, and then you know, you lose some games that people don't expect you to lose. How do you explain that inconsistency? Is it the fact that you have to learn how to win, and you know, with the drought the organization has had, it's, you haven't quite figured out how to finish all the time? Is it youth? Is it quarterback play? What would you say to that?
Well, it may be some of all that, but I do think we figured out how to win. So I would say it's the least about that. You know, I think last week's a perfect example for us, just being able to go out and close a team out in the second half. And you know, we didn't do that. Lost a focus there in two areas, and it cost us. So is that maturity? Is that, you know, youthfulness, all that? Yeah, it could be. Is that me not grinding on them hard enough? Yeah, it could be. So it's a lot of things. I think that as you become a championship team, a playoff-type team, I think those are some of the last building blocks to getting there, because there is no success without failure, and then we all know that, no matter what you're doing.
How's Jarvis Moss working out for you guys so far?
You know, he's been fine. He's gone in and he's contributed in the last two games, and so we're happy with him.